Back in the 50s and 60s, the city of Waco used this catchy jingle to promote the city.
We have the best darn folks you'll ever know, makes living really grand. Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
But for listeners of KWBU, it meant the Act Locally Waco segment was about to air, and then COVID hit. And as events began to get canceled and postponed, so did the Act Locally Waco segment, until now. President of KWBU, Joe Riley, says it's more than a calendar of events.
What are the things that are going on in Waco? Not just things to do, but ways to be involved and things that are coming up every week. And it became one of our most popular segments.
Act Locally Waco was created by Ashley Bean Thornton as a way to celebrate all of the creative and fun things happening in Waco. Now, Act Locally Waco is part of Prosper Waco, and it's designed to get residents involved in the community.
The motto is, enjoy Waco, get involved. I love that two-sided piece of it, because that's healthy for a community. It's healthy for individuals.
That's Farrell Foster. He's the content specialist for care and communication for Prosper Waco. He says that Act Locally Waco is a way for people to give back to the community, especially nonprofits.
And that's really why it's been so important for us to get our calendar of events going and get this going, so we can get those people involved and engaged.
Debbie Wright is the content creator for The Whole Enchilada, part of Act Locally Waco's website, and the new host for Act Locally Waco here at KWBU. Act Locally Waco returns this Friday during Morning Edition and All Things Considered, and you can find out how to enjoy Waco and get involved online at actlocallywaco.org. With KWBU News, I'm Dustin Drew.